For CRI News, this is Bob Jones. Chinese President Xi Jinping has expressed his hope that the comprehensive strategic cooperative partnership between China and Vietnam can be lifted to a new level. In a written statement released upon his arrival in the Vietnamese capital, Hanoi, he also said that China attached great importance to its traditional friendship with Vietnam and viewed bilateral ties as strategically highly important and from a long-term perspective. This is Xi Jinping's first visit to Vietnam as China's head of state and top leader of the Communist Party of China. It comes at a time when the two countries are celebrating the 65th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations. After the Vietnam trip, he will pay a state visit to Singapore on Friday. Taiwan's leader, Ma Ying-jeou, has said that his scheduled meeting with Xi Jinping is the first step towards the normalization of meetings between leaders of the Chinese mainland and Taiwan. At a press conference in Taipei on Thursday, Ma hailed the visit as a historic milestone which helps further improve the cross-strait relations. Ma will meet Xi Jinping in Singapore on Saturday. The meeting is a breakthrough in face-to-face exchanges and communication between the leaders across the Taiwan Strait since 1949. According to a mainland Taiwan affairs official, the two-party meeting includes one session open to the media and another behind closed doors. China plans to build 20 new major water conservation projects next year amid efforts to boost investment and stabilize growth. According to the Ministry of Water Resources, during the first 10 months of this year, 27 new water projects have been started, attracting nearly 115 billion yuan in new investment. Among the 27 projects started in 2015, 21 are located in central and western China, aimed at bringing strong economic and social benefits to the less developed regions. Argentina and China have wrapped up negotiations on building the Latin American country's fourth nuclear plant. According to Argentina's Ministry of Planning, signing of the agreement will take place soon, and the two countries have also worked out a framework agreement for a fifth nuclear plant. The fourth nuclear plant project is estimated to cost some $6 billion. Most of the financing, some 85%, will come from Chinese banks. The Chinese icebreaking vessel Xuelong is scheduled to set off on Saturday for the country's 32nd scientific expedition to Antarctica. The icebreaker, carrying a 277-member expedition team, will cover about 30,000 nautical miles in the five-month expedition. During the mission, China's first fixed-wing aircraft for polar flight will conduct trials in the Antarctic region, including pilot airborne remote sensing and telemetry tasks. The team will also dismantle an abandoned shelter in China's Changcheng station, remove and transport garbage from two other Chinese stations, Zhongshan and Kunlun. It's reported Russia has sent anti-aircraft missile defense systems to Syria to protect its forces there. Syria's state news agency, Sana, said on Thursday that the defense systems had been deployed to protect Russia's warplanes operating in the country. The commander-in-chief of the Russian Air Force is quoted as saying that in addition to warplanes, launchers and choppers, they have also sent air defense systems to Syria to respond to emergency situations. Russia started airstrikes against militant positions in Syria on September the 30th, a move hailed by the Syrian government as an efficient step in its war against terrorism. A court in Mexico has approved the recreational use of marijuana for four people who challenged the country's health law and appealed to the Supreme Court. The decision allows the four to cultivate, process and consume marijuana for recreational purposes. Four of the court's five judges voted in favour of the measure, citing the individual's right to choose. Although the approval only applies to a single case, it was seen as a move to open the door for the recreational use of marijuana for other people. However, the decision does not mean the country will allow the sale of marijuana. A man has been arrested in connection with the stabbing of a US man who was hailed as a hero for saving passengers on a French train from a terrorist attack. The police arrested the 28-year-old suspect for stabbing Spencer Stone in October during a fight near a bar in Sacramento in the capital of California. Several other people were also questioned in connection with the attack, in which Stone was seriously wounded. But investigators found that the assailants did not know that Stone had thwarted an attempted terrorist attack on a Paris-bound passenger train in August. For CRI News, this is Bob Jones.